Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Dose of Leadership podcast, the show that brings you inspiring and educational interviews with today's most relevant and motivating leaders. Each episode is dedicated to highlight real-life leadership and influence experts who dedicate their lives to the pursuit of the truth, common sense, and courageous leadership. And now, here's your host, Richard Ryerson.
Hey, welcome to the show. So happy you're tuning in to Dose of Leadership solo episode today. What we're going to talk about today is accountability versus responsibility. So, a lot of times those two terms are used interchangeably. We often believe they mean the same thing. And I've been in a lot of debates. Some people still think they are the same thing, but I don't. I contend they are different. They're subtly but very powerfully different. And if you really want to set yourself apart, if you want to consider yourself in the leadership pool or swimming in the leadership pool, then you have to understand this concept. It's a very subtle, very powerful difference between accountability and responsibility. And this show is all about giving you some tips, some tactics, some techniques, some philosophies on leadership that's going to set you apart. Because again, I think we're bathing in mediocrity. Look around you. The organization you're in is probably bathing in mediocrity, and I can't stand it. It's one of my pet peeves. I'm on a mission to punch mediocrity in the face, and I hope you do too. So if you really want to set yourself apart, I think this is leadership gold to chip away at those 10 dysfunctions in business. And it's this idea of accepting accountability. What does that even mean? Well, first of all, you got to understand as a leader, you can delegate responsibilities to an infinite amount of individuals all day long. But only one person can be held accountable. All right, let me try to explain this. You know that I was a pilot in the Marine Corps, and every aircraft that I have flown, I've had multiple crew members. When I was in the Marine Corps, which, by the way, when I'm recording this, is the 242nd birthday of the Marine Corps. So semper fi to all my Marine Corps brethren out there, and happy Veterans Day for this coming Saturday. But again, I flew the KC-130. And back then, crews were a lot larger than they are now. I had a co-pilot, had a navigator, had a flight engineer, had a first mechanic, had a loadmaster. And each one of these five crew members had a unique functional responsibility, right? Would you agree with that? That everybody on that crew had unique functional leadership responsibilities that were required for safe and effective flight. I mean, for example, the flight engineer and the first mechanic, they're responsible for all the systems and maintainability of the aircraft. The navigator, this is pre-GPS, but the navigator was responsible for all the airdrop computations, all the secondary navigation, getting us from point A to point B. We were the primary navigators up front, the pilot and the co-pilot, but the navigator was there as a backup, as a secondary navigator. The loadmaster, he or she was responsible for all the cargo loads, all the weight and balance information, making sure that our center of gravity was right. The co-pilot was there to back up the aircraft commander. And of course, as the aircraft commander, the pilot in command, I had my own functional responsibility with the co-pilot to safely take off, fly, and land the airplane. And so let's look at all of those roles on that plane, for example. I mean, I knew what the loadmaster basic function was, what he was responsible for. But I didn't know how to do his job. I mean, he would load the airplane with this huge forklift called a K-loader. And he was certified to drive it and to ride it, and I couldn't touch it. I couldn't even get near it. And he loaded the plane up. He would break out a slide rule literally and compute all the weight and balance in the center of gravity. And he would give it to me and I would sign off on it and say, yep, we're good to go. But I didn't know how to do the things with the slide rule. I mean, I knew the basics of his job. Same thing with a navigator. I mean, our navigators used to do cell shots, meaning they would take a sextant out and point it at some celestial object like a star or the sun And they would back up our navigation as we were over the water, flying from the West Coast to Hawaii, for example. And he would get us to there, or back up anyway, using, I didn't know how to do all that. He'd break all these charts. I didn't know what he was doing. I didn't know how to do any of that. I didn't know how to shoot a cell shot. I knew how it worked, but kind of, but I didn't know how to do it. And so as the aircraft commander, I had, not only did I have the functional responsibility to safely fly the airplane, but I had the additional weight of being ultimately accountable for everything that happened or didn't happen on that aircraft. So in other words, if one of my functional leaders failed in their responsibility, this is very important to understand this, if one of my functional leaders failed in their functional leadership responsibility, I was the one, the aircraft commander, that was held to task for that failure. So if my navigator ultimately failed to navigate me to Hawaii, and I end up ditching the aircraft into the ocean, then I, as the leader, must be held accountable for the navigator's failure. If my loadmaster damages the aircraft with the forklift or the K-loader while he's loading it in the cargo bay, I have to answer and accept the full consequences of the mistake. Two quick stories that illustrate this. The navigator flying to Hawaii example. We were flying to Hawaii, and this is in pre-GPS. So we had two internal navigation units. We called them INUs. Very reliable, you know, very sophisticated pieces of equipment, very accurate. It just required when you're on the ground that you had to sync it up and spool it up and tell it where it was at. And then as we flew across the ocean where there was no navigational aids, that internal navigation unit would take all the inputs into the computer, and it would, you know, with the wind and everything else that was going on and the temperature, and it would compute pretty precisely where we were at. Well, we had two of them. One of them completely failed when I was halfway to Hawaii. The other one was drifting to where it became unreliable. So I had to rely on my navigator to break out a sextant, to start aiming at the sun and start plotting our way to Hawaii. Now, I don't know how much you realize the distance from the West Coast to Hawaii, and if you're off by just, I don't know, 3 to 5 degrees, you can, when you're halfway across, you can completely miss the Hawaiian Islands. So it's very critical that he's accurate. Now, again, I didn't know how to do that, so I was completely relying on him to get me to Hawaii. He had the leadership responsibility at that moment to get us to Hawaii. And he got us there. No problem. But if he would have failed and we were 7 degrees off and we missed the Hawaiian Islands, I run out of gas and I ditch in the ocean, even though he failed in his functional leadership responsibility, I have to answer to that failure. In the civilian community, when I started working in corporate arena, so one time I was responsible, or I was accountable rather, for the purchasing of goods from our Chinese vendors. I delegated that responsibility of actually purchasing the equipment, writing the purchase orders. I used to do it myself. I hired a woman that was very sharp, understood the procurement process better than I did, but I delegated the responsibility to her to write the POs and put my digital signature on it. I delegated that responsibility to her. Well, long story short, I was in China and she was back in the States, and we had a miscommunication between the two of us. And what happened was we doubled the order. We bought twice as much as we needed. It ended up being a $137,000 mistake. She placed the purchase order. She was the one that pulled the trigger. She was the one that misinterpreted my email. She failed in her functional responsibility that I had delegated to her. When I came back and the conversation was happening with the corporate leaders, they were trying to put all the blame on her. And I asked a simple question. I was like, whose name is on the purchase order? And it was my digital signature. I was accountable for that failure, even though she was responsible or failed in her functional leadership responsibility. Do you see that difference? Too often, we feel justified in throwing our team members immediately under the bus once they fail in their functional leadership responsibility. This is the key point. What totally separates any individual and what defines an individual as a true leader is having the moral courage to protect your team members from their honest mistakes and accept the full brunt of their mishap yourself. Does that make sense? Easier said than done, right? I don't care if it's a $5 mistake or a $5 million mistake. It's never easy to stand up and accept the fault of others. It's not in our interest. We are selfish human beings. You know it and I know it, and we admit it. It's hard. It's very difficult. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to accept the accountability. Because the reality is, and this is what we're afraid of, we're going to lose our reputation, we're going to lose face, we're going to lose our position, we're going to lose our title, we may even lose our job because of the mistake of someone else. But that's the price of real leadership. The good news, however, is that the more often than not, you will ultimately be rewarded for standing up and taking the heat for your folks. Because by having the courage to rise up, to accept the accountability, you're going to breed loyalty, respect, and dedication from your team members that is hard to define. It is unmatched. And it is so rare in this day and age that you will stand out head and shoulders above the crowd. It's almost impossible to punish somebody or not be empathetic to somebody who fully accepts the accountability of someone's mistake. Now, caveat there. These are honest mistakes. If someone is doing something that is unethical, immoral, illegal, or they repeat offenses, that's a whole different ballgame. The assumption here in this argument or this what I'm talking about here is that this person is a good egg. Someone made an honest mistake, right? Someone had the best intentions, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. Mistakes happen. If you want to consider yourself a true leader, you have to be prepared to literally and figuratively put your arm around this individual and do what's right, regardless of the consequences. You have to. This is what defines you as a leader. There is no shortage of opportunities to truly accept accountability. And when you do, as difficult as it is, you will be rewarded 10-20-fold. Remember, you can delegate responsibility all day long to as many individuals as you want. But as the leader, you are ultimately accountable for all that delegation of those functional responsibilities. Do you see the difference? You can delegate responsibility, but you hold accountability. If you can understand this and you can put it into play, I guarantee you, you're going to set yourself apart from the everyday average Joe, mediocre, quasi-manager out there. And it's so needed in every aspect of your life. Tell me what you think. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let me know. At richard@doseofleadership.com. Go to doseofleadership.com. Go to the contact page. Fill it out. Let me know where you're at in your leadership journey. Let me know what you think about this episode. I appreciate your support. I couldn't do this without you. This show continues to grow by leaps and bounds. And I appreciate all the new listeners and all the dedicated listeners out there. This show means the world to me, and so does your support. If you want to dive in further to my leadership offerings, please reach out to me. Check out Legacy Leader Blueprint. It's a great introductory course where you can interact with me, 4 live coaching sessions with me, 20 videos that talks about everything we talk about here on this show, dives into leadership fundamentals, how to lead yourself, how to lead others, and transformation leadership topics, and 4 one-hour sessions with me, one-on-one, that cements this material in. It's only $349. It's a great introductory lesson to me. And if you've got a team at your workplace, this is where I get the most enjoyment. Get 5-10 folks of your high performers. Start planting those seeds of leadership in, leadership culture inside your organization. Legacy Leader Blueprint is perfect. It doesn't break the bank. It doesn't require a lot of time, because I know you're busy out there and we feel like we don't have the time to do this. Everybody says this is that's the number one challenge they have, is I just don't think I have the time to do this. Yes, you do, because it's not something separate to your everyday life. Leadership is all about changing your life. So it's not separate from what you're doing now. It's an addition or augmentation of what you're doing, and it's getting rid of some of the ineffective and the mediocre things that you're doing now. So don't look at it as an addition. It's a replacement, right? I was in a negotiation the other day with a potential client, and they said, well, we don't know if we want to bring you in because it's going to slow everything down and bog everything down. And I said, well, wait a minute. If you think working with me is going to slow you down, then we're not going to do business together, because I'm all about making things more efficient, right? I'm going to be an arrow in your quiver in your organization to help you become more effective. That's why leadership is so powerful. Leadership is not an addition to bog things down. Leadership is to, you know, cut through the bureaucracy, the red tape, the mediocrity, and make things better. That's why I do the show. That's why I hope you work with me in a further capacity. One-on-one coaching as well, public speaking, keynote speaking, group coaching. My leadership experience is wide and deep. So reach out to me at Dose of Leadership. Let me know how I can help you individually or help your organization become more effective. All right, thanks for tuning into the show. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Go to richardryerson.com or doseofleadership.com and fill out the contact page and reach out to me. Let me know where you're at your leadership journey. Also, if you want access to my brand new online leadership course to help become a better leader, go to legacyleaderblueprint.com. Fill out your email and you gain access to a free 12-minute video that will reveal the top secrets of leadership and also show you how you can gain access, exclusive access, to my online leadership course. That's legacyleaderblueprint.com. Hope to see you on the inside. Thanks for tuning into the show.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.